First off, Cal's an outstanding football team. They're a top 10 program. They're well coached. They play hard. They play with toughness. It starts with that. All right. Now, I'm extremely disappointed in how we came out and played. I don't care who we're playing. I don't care if it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Dallas Cowboys. We had too many what I call unforced errors, especially in the first quarter, meaning mistakes that had nothing to do with the guys we were playing. We had mental errors on protections, on runs that we should not have had. We had penalties that had nothing to do with who we were playing. We dropped passes, and that's why we looked so poorly. That's something we have to correct. I don't know if we didn't believe we could beat them. And if we didn't, then we need to fix that problem. Or we need to play some guys who believe they can win those games. I have no problem with losing to a team if they're better than us and we play hard and we play disciplined and we do what we're coached to do. But I get disappointed when we don't go out there and play the way we're capable of playing, and I didn't feel we did that Saturday. And certainly, Cal contributed to it. We got an open date, and I think it's a great opportunity for us to evaluate our personnel on guys who can want to compete no matter who we're playing, evaluate our schemes, what we're doing well, what we're doing poorly, and if we're doing something poorly, how to fix it. And for each individual player to improve fundamentally. And that's going to be our objective for the open week, because we are not a very good football team right now. I mean, I know everybody's feeling good about how we competed against Hawaii, but I could give a hoot about that, because in my opinion, we're a bad football team. And we got a lot of work to do. Now, that doesn't mean we can't be a good team, but to go out there and make the mistakes we made on offense, defense, and special teams that had nothing to do with who we were playing is, to me, inexcusable. All right, so we have to fix that internally and mentally. And that's what we'll be working on. So you see why I was late. Go ahead.
Could there be a lot of changes in your lineups after these 2 weeks? Do you feel there might be something going on in that front?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's something we're just going to evaluate during the course of the week. I'm not sure we're going to, you know, bench the entire 22. I'm not saying that. I think there's a couple of guys here and there in all phases, you know, that need to be playing better and that need to compete.
Did they get starry-eyed over, hey, we're playing numbers?
I think that contributed to it, yeah. All right, which disappoints me. And, you know, and I kind of felt it in pregame. We came out in pregame, and it just wasn't the right feeling that I'd had the last two games. And I think the fact that it was the first road game contributed to it. But, you know, Joe Anderson's a true freshman. He doesn't know any better, and he played a great football game. So he challenged them. We had some individual performances that were good. Weldon Brown, he challenged them, played a good football game.
How do you transfer that mentality to the rest of your players to have the Weldon Brown, I guess, mentality?
Well, we're going to go to work. I don't know how else to do anything except work harder. I think you develop confidence in how you work. And if you can't work hard and develop confidence, then we need to get somebody else and do it. I mean, it's one or the other. Either we got to get better individually and then go out there and take what you do in practice and do it in the game, or we need to get somebody else. I mean, that's as simple as that.
Does this bye week come at a good time for you? Do you like the time for this after kind of a rough loss to kind of...
Well, I think an early bye week is good, win or lose. You know, you play about three games, and it's a good time, three or four games into the season, to really do an early evaluation on your team and on your coaching. So I think it's a good time whether we won or lost the game. You know, I kind of like a bye week after about a third or fourth game. You know, now the key is, how do you manage the bye week, and is it going to help you for the next game? If we go out and beat 40 to nothing at Fresno, it must have come at a bad time, you know. So the bye weeks are all what you get out of it. That's what they are. And you either say, well, we don't play Fresno for 2 weeks, and you flop around for 2 weeks and not do anything, or you hone in on what we need to do to be a better football team this week, so when we do play Fresno, we can play a little better than we did Saturday.
You talked about how you can prepare too much for one team. How much of this, during this time that you have, are you going to break down the Cal game and then start preparing for Fresno?
Well, we're going to spend all day today on Cal, and I think it needs to be shown. And we need to point out the mistakes that we made that had nothing to do with Cal. Then we're going to spend 2 days like training camp, you know, and go back to the basics and do some fundamental work that we need to. And then we'll move on to Fresno after that. So it's a combination of learn from the Cal game, let's improve individually and unit-wise, and then move on to the next opponent.
You talked about what you thought was contributed to the poor performance. Do you think that the gauntlet also contributed to it? The guys maybe were patting them back a little bit for that close loss to Hawaii. You think maybe they had a little bit of like, hey, you know, accepting that defeat, taking too much pride out of that defeat?
I don't know. I think there were probably a number of contributing factors. I think that might have played to it. I think the first road game had a part of it. I think the fact that Cal's a top 10 team had a part of it. So there's a number of contributing factors. But we are what we are, you know. We talk about how we're improving this, improving that. We are what we are, you know. Our statistics reflect who we are. It's not what people think we are. It's not what everybody's saying, well, we're headed in the right direction. Baloney. All right, we are who we are. We give up too many big plays on defense. We don't play good scheme discipline on defense. We have make no big plays on offense passing the football. And where our coverage unit was horrendous on special teams. So we can sit there and talk about all these things that we're doing great, but we're not. We got a long way to go as a football team. We are who we are right now.
You feel like you might have been able to hang around with Cal if it was the same team you saw here a few weeks ago in the first two games?
I would have liked to seen if we could. I don't know if we could or not. I mean, they got a good football team, and I'm not taking away anything from them. I think they can beat anybody in the country. They got good football players. They're well coached. They play hard. They play with discipline. They play with toughness. I got a lot of respect for Coach Tedford and how he's run his program over there. But I don't know if we could have competed with him based on what we did.
You talked about a few individual performances. Were there any other positives you take from this game?
Well, I think the times that we did settle down, you know, on offense, late in the second quarter, early in the first drive of the third quarter, I mean, we put together as good of drives and moved the ball, and that was against a good defense. But it was interesting. We didn't make mental errors on those drives. We just ran the play. And they were still the same guys. They weren't doing anything differently on defense. We weren't really doing anything schematically on offense. We just executed. And I think a real positive on defense was we go the first quarter, we got them shut out. I mean, we gave up the long kickoff. All right, but then what happened? Well, two sudden changes. We have two turnovers in our territory, which you cannot have against a good football team. You can't have that. And then we go out there and don't play the same defense we were playing in the first quarter. Why? So we're getting affected by things we can't control. And that's my point. You know, we can't control the fact that Cal's good. We can't control the fact on defense that we turned the ball over on the minus 20. All right, just go play. So I was proud of how we played early on defense. But then I was disappointed when we turned the ball over. We serve it up to them twice in our territory, but then we look like a totally different defensive football team. And, you know, so what you build on is when you do things the right way and you have confidence in your technique and you have confidence in the scheme and you play with effort and you play with toughness, we got a chance. But when you don't, we got no chance.
How big of a gap, Coach, was it between their toughness and physical play and Louisiana Tech? Was it a huge gap? Or, I mean, how?
You know what? I thought we played with... I mean, I didn't think we backed down from a toughness standpoint. I really didn't. I just think we didn't play with the aggressiveness and the confidence that we could do it. You know, there's a distinction. I thought we were, you know, we got good corners. I didn't think they challenged the receivers the way they could have. They were probably enamored with their speed and all that other stuff. We should have challenged them more. We gave up a lot of easy underneath throws, playing soft. I don't know if that answers your question, but I think we were trying to play tough, but we didn't play with the confidence and trust.
Any more questions for Coach Dooley?